we'll just repeat if a little bit of that. What are your memories of growing up in Las Vegas in general, and maybe specifically, you know, being part of the Jewish community?
Well, I can't imagine ever not being part of the Jewish community. My dad was in poor health, and he had other heart attacks after that. And he was never supposed to live to see us start school, and he wasn't supposed to live to see us bar bat mitzvah or married or anything. And thank God he lived to be 78, and he lived to see my oldest son bar mitzvah. So that was a miracle in itself. But my dad was fairly religious. He worked hard. He had to work on Saturdays because he was a barber, and that's the biggest day for a barber. But he was a millionaire.
A millionaire,
yeah. He was one of those guys who would go as often as he could to make minyan at Temple Beth Shalom. We really, really grew up at Beth Shalom. We lived behind what is now Boulder Station. Back then, it started out as a Skyway drive-in. So it was a drive-in back then. And everybody, when we bought the house, it was during a bit of a recession, and they said, "What are you doing moving so far out of town?" And out of town meant away from the temple area, actually, you know. There was one other Jewish family in our neighborhood, so we were the only Jewish family after they left. It was a lower middle class, mostly LDS neighborhood. It was a great place to grow up. You know, everybody knew everybody. You couldn't get away with anything. Somebody would tell your mom. It was okay to grow up there, but really the place that I think, at least as far as I'm concerned, that I felt most safe and most comfortable was the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we had the Kolod Center, which we all talked about at the Growing Up in Vegas thing. We would clean up on Saturday morning, and my mom would drop us off there around noon, and we would stay until my dad picked us up, and we really lived there. On top of that, we went to Sunday school, and then we had 2 days a week of Hebrew school, and then we belonged to USY, Junior USY, and then USY. And we all three of us were also very involved in the junior choir, and then subsequently in the teen choir.
So this was really the core of your life.
It was the core of our life. It really was. And we went every Friday night. Once we got to high school, it was probably a little bit harder, you know, because we wanted to go to football games and do your typical mm-hmm. things that, you know, teenagers do. But we could not leave the house until the candles were lit, which is kind of, you know, ironic that, you know, we lit the candles because my dad said, you know, you're not leaving until the candles are lit, and then we'd go off. But, you know, as we got older,